from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting.
It was an honor as one of my first actions as Secretary of State to negotiate the safe return of three U.S. citizens and bring them home to freedom.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday he had a productive discussion with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Pompeo held a joint news conference with South Korea's foreign minister Kang Kyung-hwa just a day after returning from Pyongyang. There he facilitated the release of three Americans imprisoned in the country. Pompeo said Friday he made clear that if North Korea gets rid of its nuclear weapons permanently, the U.S. would be willing to help the North boost its economy.
If North Korea takes bold action to quickly denuclearize, the United States is prepared to work with North Korea to achieve prosperity on the par with our South Korean friends.
U.S. President Donald Trump announced Thursday that his meeting with Kim will take place June 12th in Singapore. Senior officials from the United States, Canada, and Mexico ended the latest round of talks on the North American Free Trade Agreement without any major breakthroughs on how to renegotiate the deal. President Trump again heaped criticism on NAFTA during a meeting Friday at the White House with auto executives.
Mexico and Canada have... Look, they don't like to lose the golden goose, but I'm representing the United States. I'm not representing Mexico, and I'm not representing Canada. But NAFTA has been a horrible, horrible disaster for this country, and we'll see if we can make it reasonable.
Trump has blamed NAFTA for the loss of millions of manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Iraq holds its first parliamentary election on Saturday since defeating Islamic State. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.